Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love in seeing our need and seeing the necessity for a new and a better covenant. And so you sent your word, Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you, he has accomplished what you sent him to do. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, ruling supreme to bring all darkness under his feet and ruling supreme to bless his bride with everything pertaining to life and godliness, as the word already says, Lord. So thank you, Father God, for all the answers for the darkness found in your word right now, Lord, that we live by. The righteous live by faith. The righteous fight the good fight of faith. So thank you for this word this morning, Lord, and for our lives being rooted and grounded in your word, because it's your word, your truth, that supersedes all deception and then rules supreme. You back it up. You come through. The battle's yours. The victory is ours. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 1 from verse 22 to 25 out of the NCV translation. All this happened to bring about what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be pregnant. She will have a son. And they will name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the Lord angel told him to do, and Joseph took Mary as his wife. But he didn't have sexual relations with her until she gave birth to the son, and Joseph named him Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know, Denita asked me last night, what are you going to share this morning? I said, I don't know. And then this morning I woke up, and I really had that resisting in the faith that came yesterday already. And then this morning I look here and here's Marco speaking late last night. And Marco is saying that we must get the flesh in line with the faith, with trusting in God. So it just so blessed me. And so the word the Lord just encouraged me this morning. You know, last night I spoke again about that. Yesterday morning I spoke about this Belial, and I spoke about that, but there's so many. Eh? And so we can just, you know, in all this testings, we can just come to the word of God. And here we got a specific time where we spoke about it yesterday as well, where darkness, thick darkness was covering the earth. It was totally dark. And then God's answer comes. Amen. He sends his word. He sent his son. He sent Jesus to heal us. And exactly like he said it would be, through a virgin, a miracle birth, Jesus came about. So, guys, God's word is supreme. God's word is what he watches over. And it's through his great and precious promises that is found in his word. We partake of the divine nature, having escaped. So once we become children of God, we have escaped. We're in the boundaries of the goodness of God. The boundaries have fallen for us in pleasant places. We abide under the shelter and in the very shadow of the Father. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. And that's a reality, guys. So we've got to hold fast to the word. And the word for this time, just as it was there in the time of a total darkness and Jesus came to bring about the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, what was the words of the promise? God so loved the world. God loves this world. God made this world for us, and he made it for believers. Whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. We mustn't forget that, guys. There's a tendency to just wanting to, Angus was sharing it again this morning, and it was wonderful for a time where we are here and we find our God, and then we press on and we run our race, and then we go to the city, go into the kingdom, yeah, leave the earth. But the whole promise of God for the earth is his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So guys, that's what we're wanting to see. The place has been prepared. Jesus has gone in. His blood was accepted, and he made the kingdom available. And the prophets of old, all the guys in Hebrews 11, they've entered into, we built on the foundation of the prophets, and then the apostles, the 12 disciples. So that's happened, guys. And the reality is now we've got to hold on to God's word, just as God's word here. It was 100%. He backs up his word. And that's where faith comes. And that's where peace can come. And that's where joy can come. And that's where God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and all the angels and all of heaven, all the beloveds, the Church of the Firstborn, can come and make their home here on earth as it is in heaven. The word, again, what's the word say? The word says in Isaiah 11, the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Why? He says, because the knowledge, what's the knowledge? The truth of the word will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. So guys, we need to take hold of this. Amen? The devil has had his time here and he's shouting, but the Bible says again, back to the word. The word says, darkness, thick darkness covers the earth. Amen? And guys, it's not just in Israel. We've had the historical points of view and that there, the flood, the Noah's flood, that is very relevant to what is happening here. At that time, the earth was filled with deception, and then it happened. We're sitting now, the earth, it's not just, then later on, we've got many pictures of where it's just Israel, like the Midianites coming against Israel, and then God raising up Gideon, and then the Haman coming against the Jews again in the time of Esther, and God raising up Esther and turning it around. Guys, this has happened in the past just towards Israel, but now it's towards the whole earth. Darkness covers the earth, and what's the word say? Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So you need to know you've got splendor, and the splendor is found in faith, and the faith is found in the promises that open up the grace, the divine intent of God for us and for this world, and we stand fast in it and resist the devil, and he will flee from us. Guys, we got the victory. We stay in the security of God's mighty love, and it's that mighty love that he backs up, just as we saw here. God spoke, God brought about what was necessary for Joseph as well, that he didn't miss the mark. And so it's exactly the same for us, guys. We are made by God to stand with God and arise and shine in this time. And all this deception, Belial, abortion, all the deception is going to get sorted out. And again, go to Psalm 37. The wicked will be removed from the earth and the righteous will remain. Amen. And then there's also a wonderful promise more in the end of Psalm 37. It says, and the righteous will see the wicked being taken off. And this goes with the word that everything not of the kingdom, Pastor Andrew shared that word about the kingdom. The kingdom is here, and everything that can be shaken, the kingdom can shake, is getting taken off. Another place he talks about everything bad is will get burnt up. Amen. All the devil and his works and his people. But those who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness, will rise with healing in his wings. And then you've got Zechariah chapter 9, where you see a mighty army arising, and they the jewels in the land, because they the flock of the Lord. And what does the flock do? His sheep hear his voice. So stay hearing his voice and hold fast to the great and precious promises and declare it and stand fast. That is our side. And then God brings about the victory. The battle is his, the victory is ours. Amen.
Amen.